things, and things have turned around to dream big America thoughts, because it is time for our weekly contest. It's that time again. Dream big America.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
Yes, Dream Big America, the voice to entrepreneurs in our country, a way to get people and the American public focused on, interested in, excited about the opportunities that there are in our country. This is our first Dream Big America finals show. I think it's a great opportunity for us to circle back with you to remind everybody why it's so important to have a country built on these solid foundations of great businesses. And our idea here is to encourage people who are getting started. It's not just a show. It is a focus on small businesses, entrepreneurialism, the folks who will shape the future of our country. And you have an opportunity to get to know these people. They are creators. They are visionaries. We want to support one of them. And so I'm going to tell you about the three who are here. All of them have each won a week of Dream Big America. So we're back for the end of the month finale, and they'll take home with them a prize package. By the way, the winner of the show will receive quite a prize package from the producers of Dream Big America, a package which we'll be announcing live immediately before we give you this month's winner on Thursday, around sometime in this hour, toward the end of the hour. The package will include cash and resources to fuel their businesses. So if you're thinking something like $5,000 in cash and prizes, think bigger. $10,000 in cash and prizes, think bigger. $15,000 in cash and prizes, think bigger.
And a Doug Stephan hat.
That's right. Right. And that, too.
To wear while your business is
yes.
smoking hot.
All right.
Sweet.
So our three contestants today are very sweet, you guys. That's Ken Kessler, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, who are here to help me on my side of the street as we work through the winner. First of all, from week number one, Alicia Harold is here, the CEO of My Ed Match. My Ed Match in Kansas City got a lot of attention first time around.
And she was so polished in her presentation
she's polished because she's able to make it all work, and that's why she's here. And so we're wishing her well. Also, Allison Carenza from Looky Lou Light. Jennifer had so
you
much
got it
fun
right.
with me. Looky Lou Light. She was the winner of week two. And then last week, John Jacobin, the CEO of Bought in Des Moines, was the winner. So all of them are going to be working against each other. They have their two-minute presentation. And, you know, the thing that is great about this is that everybody has the opportunity to, in the exact same space, to sell. That's what we're all about. You got to be able to sell your product and your ideas. So let's see how well it works with the audience. And we have with us an outstanding expert panelist. Tom Tilley is here from the DVS Group in New York. I think we have Tom. Where's Tom? Is he hanging by?
Yeah, he's right here.
Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Nice to have you here. So we're going to work with Tom. He's going to talk to all of the contestants. People on the radio program are going to talk to all of the contestants. And then you'll be able to vote. Actually, you have two opportunities to participate in this thing. One of them is because we have our Twitter team, Ken and Jennifer, ready to take your Twitter questions for each of the contestants. You'll have an opportunity to, with these three entrepreneurs, ask them whatever you'd like. Twitter, let's see, we've got two ways of doing it. Tweet your question to @GoodDayShow or to @DreamBigUSA, and we'll use the questions for each contestant. Again, tweet your questions to @GoodDayShow, @GoodDayShow, or to @DreamBigUSA and let your voice be heard. You'll be able to vote at the end of the hour and for the next 28 hours for who you think wins. You go to dreambigamerica.us, the website, find your favorite contestant on the homepage, click vote, or you can text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326 to exercise your preference for these contestants. So, without having any more opportunity here for me to give you the rules and the background to Dream Big America, let's present our first contestant back from week number one. Everybody was impressed with Alicia Harrell. Alicia, welcome back to Dream Big America.
Thanks. Excited to be here again.
All right, you don't sound excited. Come on, Alicia. Let's go. Rah, rah, shish, goom, bah.
For all the big stuff.
Hey, we're calling live from Las Vegas at a national teacher conference for TIP, the Knowledge is Power program. So we're
what a
really
great place for a teacher conference.
Well,
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah, right. Everybody's there are lessons to be learned.
Gamble with youth.
To be learned, yes. All right, so we're going to give you your 2 minutes to go through the pitch that you have. Everybody listen for 2 minutes, and you figure out what My Ed Match is all about. I was very impressed the first week, although there are a lot of things that we got when we learned about doing this the first week. There are so many people who have such great ideas. You won fair and square, so let's see if you can pull it off today and win the big monthly prize. Here is Alicia Harrell from My Ed Match.
Thanks. We've had a busy last 3 weeks here at My Ed Match. We've actually recruited a few thousand more teachers and a bunch of new school customers. Oh, and I signed back up for online dating. Yes, it's me again, Alicia, the former fourth grade teacher turned recruiter and hiring manager who took the concept of online dating and applied it to the education market to solve a massive problem, teacher turnover. It's crazy to think that every year 20% of teachers leave their school. In fact, half of all teachers entering the profession today won't actually make it 5 years. This comes at a huge cost, $7 billion a year, not to mention the devastating impact on the community and kids. And what's crazy is they aren't leaving because they don't love teaching or even because of the pay. They're leaving because they aren't in a school that's a good fit. Until now, there wasn't an easy way for great teachers and schools to find each other. In fact, the job search process was incredibly daunting. So along with a team of educators, we've built My Ed Match because we know fit matters. My Ed Match is a radical new way to match teachers and schools. Taking a proven technology and a solution from one domain and applying it in education, we've developed a matching algorithm that connects schools and teachers with shared missions, beliefs, and goals. It's simple. Teachers and schools build their online profiles, get matched, and then search for jobs and candidates. For schools, My Ed Match is the quickest, most cost-effective way to market your school and job openings to a national candidate pool. And for teachers, it's the one-stop place to look for jobs and be discovered by schools. With more than 15,000 teachers and 350 paying school customers, we're already making successful matches. So if you share our belief that all teachers deserve a job they love, please share this with an educator today and vote for My Ed Match. In the end, online dating might not have found me the perfect someone quite yet, but the good news is My Ed Match is now helping great teachers in school find their match.
All right. There's Alicia Harrell. By the way, Jennifer Horn is the timekeeper.
I am, and she was right there.
Right.
Only
on
2 seconds to spare. Yep.
Alicia Harrell from My Ed Match. So you haven't been able, even through My Ed Match, to find your match. Is that right? I thought that...
No, much to my mother's disappointment.
Tell your mother to relax. All right? Alicia's making herself very successful, and some smart guy's going to come along and say, I want to get hooked up with this lady. In the meantime, that was a great presentation. My Ed Match is the first contestant. Alicia now can rest on her laurels for a moment. Don't go away, though, because we'll need you back again to have our round of questioning from the people who are listening online, and they want to tweet a question to @GoodDayShow or to Dream Big USA. Then there, of course, is the question that we will want to get from our expert panelist who's here, Tom Tilley. So you stand by, Alicia. Great job. Stand by for contestant number two as well, Allison Carenza from Looky Lou Light, next in the focus here on Dream Big America.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers, this place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Up next, as we continue here on Dream Big America, the contestant that won in week number 2, Allison Carenza from Looky Lou Light. Interesting, she captured everybody's imagination. I thought it was in the same sort of vein, Jennifer and Kenny, as Alicia. Her presentation was very
absolutely
strong.
Very
got
good.
A great
creative idea, too.
It is a good idea, so let's get right to it. What sort of response have you gotten since you were on the program the first time, Allison?
Oh, the momentum's been awesome. We've been loving it. We're just riding the wave and enjoying every minute of it.
All right. So let us, in the interest of time, we want to try to get everybody in before the bottom of the hour and then have more time for conversation with all of you in the next half hour. Let's get started. Allison Carenza, you've got 2 minutes from now to tell us about Looky Lou Light.
Thanks, Doug. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the challenges of taking pictures of babies and children. This week, I'd also like to talk about how Looky Lou has changed my life. We all know kids are easily distracted, and as a professional photographer, I've only got 20 good minutes to get the shots I want, images that will last a lifetime and then some. That's why I invented the Looky Lou Light for my studio. My invention is a device that attaches to the end of the camera. It has flashing, bright LED lights to attract the attention of babies and kids. I'm going to brag for a bit. I'm pretty great with babies and kids. Probably comes from my years as a teacher. Kids connect with me immediately, and I can get them to smile pretty easily. But when I put that camera up to my face, they look away. The Looky Lou helps to keep the little ones focused on me. It doesn't replace my relationship with the kids. It just helps them engage so I can get the most of our time together. This invention is as simple as pressing a button, and it's hands-free for photographers so they can get sharp images every time. Sharp images of fleeting moments that will be cherished forever. Doug, now I just want to take a few seconds to talk about how this journey has changed me. When I first had the idea for the Looky Lou, I was like most people with a great idea. I didn't do much with it. I just talked about it. In fact, it took me years of talking about it before I finally decided to take action. Action as simple as Googling how to get a prototype made. Seriously, that's where I started. I knew I didn't have all the answers, but I decided I would just keep moving forward. I guess that's why it took so long for me to pursue my dream in the first place. Fear of not knowing enough, which I didn't. I didn't know anything. But I felt the fear and did it anyway. I knew no matter what happened, I was going to learn and grow as a person. I know there's a lot of listeners out there today that have a great idea too, but maybe they just talk about it like I did. I would encourage everyone to pursue their Looky Lou Light. Success or failure, you're going to grow as a person.
Yep.
I know the Looky Lou is going to revolutionize the way babies and children are photographed.
All right, Allison, stand by, and the other contestants standing by as well as we continue on Dream Big America.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We're going through this. I notice every week when we do this, these three contestants bring, you know, we give them 2 minutes, but it seems like we don't have enough time to do all the things that we want to do. So we're going to bring all of the contestants in the first half hour, and then we'll have the opportunity for, first of all, Tom Tilley, who's the managing partner of DBS Group in New York, to talk. He was actually with, he's a very interesting guy, Jennifer and Kenny, because he has a sports background as a professional hockey player. But he's started this business, and it's very big in mergers and acquisitions. Smart guy, got a good ear for this sort of thing. So he's going to help us with questions for all three of our contestants. Jennifer has questions. Kenny's got questions. I've got questions. You've got questions. And you can tweet your question to @GoodDayShow or to @DreamBigUSA, and we'll use one of your questions for each of the contestants as we work our way through. This is an opportunity, as you may have heard at the beginning, if you're just joining us, we had 3 weeks of experience. And so what we have are the weekly winners here. We'll do this every month the same way. We have three contestants, first 3 weeks of the month, that present their wares. The winner of each of those weeks will become the competitors in the final week of the month. And we'll have four of them every month. The prize package will be somewhat different, and it will grow. We have Thursday morning when we announce the winner. We'll go through all of the prize package, but it's already up to over $15,000. And some people, as they find out about this program, are getting excited about getting in. So they want to be represented, and that's why we haven't put all the pieces of this together yet. We have put the three contestants together. You heard from Alicia Harold from My Ed Match. Great presentation from Allison Carenza, who passionately brings us around to thinking about what trouble we have when we're trying to photograph children, animals, any of that stuff.
Look over here. Woo.
Looking about, exactly. That's what that's about. So let's see what we get from John Jacobi.
Our lone man. Ducky.
Yes. John was the winner last week, and he's got a very interesting company called Bawte. It's B-A-W-T-E from Des Moines. They do interesting things with parts and service and support for companies. John, welcome back to Dream Big America.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I noticed that there was a piece in the Des Moines Register this morning about you being on with us, which I thought was kind of cool. It underscores your company, and obviously because you got more votes than anybody else, and it mentions the other two contestants in the press release. But it's good that they are following you in Des Moines on the newspaper there, and I understand that you were on television, so he's a big-time guy. Hi, folks.
Big star.
Big time guy. All right.
Yeah, so, I don't think I'm there yet.
Yeah, you are. You're here. If you're here, you're becoming a bigger big time guy anyway.
Right. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed. All right. So we wish you well, as we wish Allison and Alicia well. Here's John Jacobin with 2 minutes on Bawte.
All right. Thank you, Doug. And thank you very much for this opportunity. So I'd actually like to start by asking everybody who's listening to remember back to the last product that you bought. It could be electronics or appliances, maybe a brand-new coffee maker or a vacuum, that sort of thing. Now, visualize taking the product out of the box. Besides the product, what else is in there? Well, it's paper. It's a giant stack of paper. Instructions, warranty, product registration, and a whole lot more. And it's been this way for over 50 years. And what do we do with all that paper? Well, we either file it away, never to be found when we actually need it, or we trash it. So the paper serves very little benefit. And if you're like 99% of the people out there, you also throw away the registration card, too. Well, why do we do this? Beyond being inconvenient, it's because we don't want to get spammed with emails and junk mail. But with Bought, all of this changes. You simply scan a product with the Bought app, and all that paper is now captured forever in the app and on the cloud. Access it anytime, anywhere, from any device. And no need to register a product ever again. We keep your personal information safe and secure, and that means all the benefits of registration, but none of the spam. We notify you before your warranty expires. It's happened to me where something breaks, and by the time I get around to actually getting it fixed, the warranty expires. And to make warranty service even easier, we keep electronic copies of your receipts. We'll notify you of any recalls or safety alerts. It's crazy. These things happen every day for multiple products, and virtually no one ever knows. And the cherry on top is the Bought service team support. So if anything happens to a product that you've tagged, just tell us what's happening right through the app. We have all the information we need, and we'll actually make contact with the manufacturer. So that means no more sitting on the phone waiting for an actual person to answer or being passed around. Bought makes it easy. I mean, the things we own make life easier. That is, until they make life harder. And that's where Bought comes in. We make owning things simple. And we believe simplifying our lives is something that everybody can buy into.
All right. That's a great presentation as well. So now we have all three of these people having made their passionate plea for your vote. We're going to tell you how to vote. We're going to tell you what we are going to do in terms of an overview. Most importantly, Tom Tilley from DVS Group, along with Jennifer and Kenny, and I are going to, I guess this would be the kibitzing time coming up for the contestants on Dream Big America.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
In today's immigration debates, Congress is considering whether to extend citizenship to certain groups it deems worthy. Minors who are brought to America by their parents, people who serve in the military, graduates with degrees in engineering or technology, agricultural workers, and others. It's easy to understand the case for each of those groups and more. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we would realize how un-American it is to grant special privileges to special groups. Our nation was founded on the core principle that all people are created equal under the law, and all are entitled to equal protection and equal rights. Congress ought to fix the problem for all in the same way. Picking winners also means picking losers, and that is not the government's job.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations. And enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGluten-FreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Here to celebrate on Dream Big America. This is our first monthly competition. Each of the contestants have had their 2 minutes to pitch their business idea here on the Dream Big America portion of the Good Day Show. And correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny or Jennifer, these two-minute bits will be posted almost immediately, will they not, in the archives at DougStephan.com and the various other places. Matter of fact, I should probably... Hold on just a second.
Uh-oh. Did you go for a walk?
I'm looking for the list. I do this from time to time. I have a list because I want everybody to know where they can go to get all of the information about the comings and goings of these people. Mm-hmm. The best way to do that is to give everybody the way to be involved. And I want to thank, by the way, the folks at the Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, the 1 Million Cups Group, Nutrition Capital, all these people are working as our partners here. They've provided us with the resources to vet these people. And that's really one of the great things here as we come back into this first Dream Big America finals show, the opportunity to work with a lot of these people who spend their time just focusing on and encouraging entrepreneurs. And these people are going to shape our country. And so they deserve your support. They deserve your vote. Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City, Nutrition Capital Network in San Diego. These folks have been vetted. There were scores and scores of applicants by some of the most highly respected organizations in the country that brought us around to finding these folks who have been not only the contestants this first month, but will be the contestants. The entrepreneurs are working very hard. I hope we are going to support them, whether they win or they don't. You've learned a lot more about their businesses, and I really would like to learn a lot more about them. So we'll have Alicia and Allison and John. John with Bought in Des Moines, Allison with Looky Lou Light, and Alicia with MyEdMatch. We'll give them some of the questions that have come in from you on Twitter. Some of the folks here have questions. And, of course, our advisor, our expert panelist is Tom Tilley. He's got the first round of questions for each of the three contestants coming up right after this as we proceed ahead to get ourselves closer to a winner on the first... don't know what we call these semifinals. I think we ought to have an annual contest, too. We haven't talked about that. We do have the monthly contests, and this is it for the first month on Dream Big America.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Sold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 50% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 728-23.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Celebrities like John Corbett and Jill Marini are hitting the road with Keel since 1851 in support of AMFAR, an organization dedicated to ending the global AIDS epidemic. Keel's, the New York-based purveyor of fine-quality skincare products, is celebrating its fourth annual Life Ride for AMFAR. Keel's president, Chris Salgado.
Keel's is a long-standing relationship with AMFAR, and we are excited to ride together from Seattle to Los Angeles. We'll be stopping at Keel stores and Harley-Davidson dealerships on the route, where a portion of sales will go to AMFAR. Please join us. The cure is in your hands. The ride ends August 8th at the Grove in Los Angeles, where AMFAR's global fundraising chairman, Sharon Stone, will accept a check on the charity's behalf.
In celebration of Life Ride, Kiehl's will introduce a limited edition jumbo size of their ultimate strength hand salve, with profits going to AMFAR. Since 2001, Kiehl's has raised over $1 million for HIV/AIDS organizations. To learn more and find out when the ride will visit your local store, visit Kiehl's.com. I'm Alice Stockton Rossini.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, so let's get back to the action here. Dream Big America on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, who are monitoring your questions on Twitter, at Good Day Show or at Dream Big USA. Most importantly, we start with Tom Tilley's question. He's one of the entrepreneurs that has worked to put all of this together. He's a managing partner with the DVS Group and thus has experience with lots of entrepreneurs. He has worked in areas where you've seen a lot of people, businesses come up and do well. Sometimes they do well for a while and then they sort of sputter and fail, right, Tom? It must be hard for you to predict who's going to do well.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of challenges, and working in the merger and acquisition world and helping invest with finding investors for deals and things like that. There's always challenges that we see for entrepreneurs at various steps along the way. But it seems like you've got three good businesses today that you've been discussing.
Well, that's why we're here, to empower the people who are going to continue to, if you will, bring that banner that shines brightly of entrepreneurialism in America. So let's get to you. Ask a question of each of these entrepreneurs. First contestant was Alicia Harold from My Ed Match. So here's Tom Tilley with Alicia. Question number one.
Alicia, you know, I had the benefit of speaking with you in week one when you were on the show, and I was one of the guest panelists. As I thought about your business and have looked at it a little bit more closely, you mentioned that one of your challenges has been that you're sort of trying to please two constituencies, being the schools and the teachers. What other challenges do you see on the horizon? It sounds like you're growing rapidly. What other challenges do you see that you may have to face on the horizon as you continue to grow?
Definitely. So obviously, as a tech-based company, I think we continue to think what scale looks like on technology, if this is truly the one-stop place for both teachers and schools. But then also having heard from customers that are outside of schools that are also want to market directly to a teacher base, what does the business model actually look like for them as we try and serve more than just teachers and schools?
All right. Excellent. So that is two and two makes four there. All right. Thanks, Alicia. Next question for Allison Carenza of Looky Lou Light from Tom Tilly.
Yes. Hi, Allison. You know, as I look at the camera called The Environment, I saw just actually today in the Business Journal that the digital camera sales are off 42% in the last 12 months. And as I look at your business, I see that obviously you cater to a base of professional photographers. But what do you see as your market in general?
You know, originally I'd like it to be a B2B business plan in that I think that'll be where I get a lot of my marketing and, you know, some proof of sales and can build up a good clientele. And then eventually I'd like to have it be a consumer product for parents that have digital SLRs that want to take good pictures of their kids. That's my hope, that we can get it in, you know, some big box stores so that even parents can use the Looky Lou.
Allison, I want to give you a little bit more time because of the rigors of having to watch the clock. I think you were off by a few seconds, or I was, or we were, so I'm going to give you, for those of your fans who are eagerly anticipating your winning, I don't want them to throw rocks at me because you missed about 10 seconds in your presentation, so I'm going to have you do that in a few minutes. But I wanted to have Tom go through and question everybody first. So next up is John Jacobin, who's from Bought in Des Moines. Here's your question, John, from Tom Tilly.
John, having helped find investors for a company that is a platform that bridges developers and marketers of applications, one of the challenges that he faced was his revenue model, and it changed a couple of times along the way. Can you briefly explain to me what your revenue model is?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, all personal information stays private. Definitely anything that's identifiable to a consumer is not going to be shared. But we do have a lot of brands that are actually interested in being able to communicate with the people that actually buy their products, which is interesting because retail kind of obfuscates that interaction. So we will give brands the ability to interact with consumers, but they won't be identifiable in any capacity. So we really have a nice win for consumers to be able to be private, but we also have a way for brands to then connect with those customers who are actually buying their products.
All right. That was a great job as well. Tom, thank you very much. You can hold on and listen to the rest of the conversation here if you would like to. Tom Tilly, who is from the DVS Group in New York, this is a very interesting investment opportunity, or all of these, and that may be part of what the winner is of the month's worth of activity that they've been involved in, because we're having our monthly contest, the three people who won each of the week events, now here together, and so I wanted to have our opportunity to go to the Twitter questions as well. What you're going to do with all this information as we present these contestants immediately following the program at the top of the hour and for the next 28 hours, you'll be able to vote by texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612-223-7326. Or you can vote on the dreambigamerica.us website and send one of the contestants into the winner's circle. So who's doing, Kenny, you're doing the Twitter stuff, right?
Right.
All right, so let's go back to Alicia with a question. I'm assuming you have questions for each one of these people. So why don't you give one to Alicia and one to Allison and one to John. We'll start with Alicia.
Okay, Alicia, this question is from Amy. She says, a large obstacle is getting schools signed up. How many schools do you have and how do you get more soon?
great. So we actually have 350 paying school customers that range in size from the single school all the way to the fifth largest school district. And since the last time we were on the show, we've actually signed up even more, all the way from New York to L.A. and then the entire city of Memphis through an effort called Teacher Town USA. We signed up 80 schools there in the past week. So I think we'll continue to market directly to schools, but to me, the early traction we've seen has shown that we're solving a major pain point for school because with a turnover rate of 25% a year for most of our school customers, they can't afford not to replace teachers. So we want to save them time and money by focusing on mission and culture fit on the front end.
Do you do the marketing yourself, Alicia? Do you go reach out to the school systems, to the schools individually, or you have a marketing team? Because you're a great salesperson. I'm hoping you're on the front line.
I am on the front line. I do have an awesome head of marketing. So we both have experience in the classroom, so I think we're also able to speak directly to our schools because we know what that pain point is.
All right.
Trying to solve that problem.
Good job. Okay, next up, Allison Carenza of Looking Lou Light. First, Allison, before we have our Twitter question, I wanted to give you a couple of extra seconds because of what, first of all, your message is, the photographers of all skill levels that could use what you're doing. We all think of it with regard to children, perhaps, and I don't know whether you mentioned dogs this time. It seemed to me the first week you were here, there was a discussion of dogs being good for this as well. Do I remember that?
You know, at this time, it's just lights, but we're going to implement sound, and that might be something that attracts dogs' attention. Dogs are colorblind, I'm pretty sure, and so I'm not sure that the lights right now would be as effective, but sound would definitely.
See, I don't want to think my dog Charlotte is colorblind. I want to think all of the colors. She's a hamburger anyway. All right, so did we leave out anything that was important that you wanted to stress before we get to the Twitter question?
I was just talking about how I'm super passionate about the whole process. I've changed so much as a person, and my only hope is that everyone out there listening, you know, goes out and takes a step in the right direction towards their dream and has a big dream as well.
Good. All right, Kenny, what do you have that was Twittered into us for a question? Was tweeted? I never get this right. It was tweeted into us? Okay.
Yeah. This is from someone who uses the name PredictREI. Allison, what barriers to entry have you created to protect your invention? How broad is your patent, if you have one?
What happened to Allison?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. At this time, we're patent pending, and I hope to get a full patent. But more so than being safe and protecting my intelligence of the product, I really just want to beat everyone to market. I think that's even more important. It's really hard to compete, and I don't want to get in a legal war with a lot of people. So I'm just going to get the brand out there and let everyone know what's the best.
All right. In the interest of time, we've got to scoot. Good luck to you, Allison. Scoot to John Jacobin, who is from Bot in Des Moines. Twitter question for you, John.
John, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is from Tom. He says, how many manufacturers do you have? How many are you adding monthly?
Great question. So we currently have about 15 manufacturers who have embraced this, and think of, you know, brand name multinational brands. And we're adding probably at this point 2 to 3 per month, and we anticipate that obviously increasing. But I think what's important to understand too is that whether brands adopt it or they don't, for consumers it works with every product. And so we obviously support the brand adoption, but really our focus, even at this time, is awareness from a consumer's perspective of what we can do for them.
All right. Great job, everybody. And best wishes to all three of you to work your way through to the voting and to the winning. Remember, the voting starts. We'll have these three different pitches up at all of the websites where you can go to check things out. DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCN, Genesis Radio, it's TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. I mean, this is everywhere. And we want you to vote as well. Text DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's DBA 612-223-7326. Or you can go to dreambigamerica.us, that website. Find your favorite contestant on the homepage and click on to vote. The winner will be announced on the program sometime during this hour on Thursday, along with the prize package, which is going to be a Lollapalooza. So thank you to all of our contestants and everybody else who is interested in the fate of these three great companies, the entrepreneurs on Dream Big America on Good Day.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martel, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Small business owners across the country, there is good news building. A new opportunity for cash flow that doesn't need to be paid back. Woo. It's illegal and it's growing, and it's called crowdfunding. Becoming so popular that savvy business owners are becoming serial crowdfunders, with one story successful after another. So let's find out more about that next here on Startups in America.
You are listening to Dream Big Online, entrepreneur tales in the crowdfunding spirit. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes. You're about to meet Peter Daring, creator, founder, and CEO of Capture, the camera clip system V2. Peter also calls it a camera leash or clamp because it secures any single lens reflex camera or SLR during physical activities and still allows instant access.
What would you say to people who are on the fence and maybe a little leery of crowdfunding? What advice would you give to them that they should really jump into this river with both feet?
From the project creator's perspective, I've had this conversation with many people. There is simply no downside to crowdfunding that I can tell, provided you do it right. And part of doing it right is maintaining transparency and great communication with your backers. If you do those things, at the end of the day, what you have is this. You have a window of time, whether it be a 20-day campaign or a 60-day campaign. You've got a window during which you have a captive audience, and you can continue to show them who your company is, what they're about. Okay, so that's one aspect of it. Two, you're collecting funds without even delivering product yet during this window. And you might even have a very soft timeline for when you're actually going to distribute these products. And as long as you communicate that properly, the consumers are completely okay with that. A third thing is just the benevolence of the interactions that you end up having with the people.
Now it's time to go back to the beginning of Peter's story. We want to positively influence everybody who is still skeptical about crowdfunding success stories. They may sound like dreams come true, and they are, but these are real people like you who made the decision to follow their dream. Peter went from motorcycle cruising in various parts of the world to CEO of his own successful company because of crowdfunding. Now let's learn more about what his product, named Capture, is exactly and how it's being pitched in his newest Kickstarter campaign.
The Capture camera clip is a little metal clip, which is essentially a clamp. And it's a clamp that can very easily and securely attach to any belt, any bag, any strap you might have. So what you do is you develop an anchor point, and then we've designed a series, really, of tripod plates that screw into the bottom of your camera. Yes, they work on the tripod that you currently own, but they also lock into the clips immediately and totally rigidly and securely. So the difference in our product compared to the competition, which again are other straps, holster systems, etc., that seek to provide an alternative means of carrying your camera, is that ours works with the gear you already own. You already own bags, you already own belts, you already have straps, and our mechanism lets you minimally work with the gear that you already own and support your camera in a rigid fashion. There's no swinging around. It's totally protected and yet immediately accessible.
What in your background allowed you to create a product like this?
Certainly a jump between being a simple engineer to designing and building products. There certainly was some overlap just in the design, having been around the design world in some capacity, and probably more importantly, in the contracting world, because at the end of the day, probably the most important thing to getting off the ground after you get a solid design is finding people who can build your stuff. And speaking the language of manufacturing, even though I didn't know it intimately, was one of the keys to actually being able to design, build, and bring a product to market.
Where exactly did this idea and project come from and develop? At a company's R&D lab? No. Peter designed his product Capture based on real-world experience and problem-solving. And now he can continue his life's passion, travel, by using crowdfunding to combine his passion and his profession. To me, one of the greatest things about crowdfunding is that it's about life. Crowdfunding can redefine your life like it did Peter's. Peter's passion was traveling around the world on motorcycles. He saw a need on a four-month trip for an activewear camera strap.
If you or some entrepreneur or small business person you know would like to learn more about crowdfunding, just email me, mike.hayes@dreambigamerica.us.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.